Again, my name is Tony Findero. I'm President and CEO for Philanthropy Southwest, and will be presiding officer over the two new concurrent sessions here. And that you're in B, by the way. And this is private philanthropy, alternative or complementary structures. So if you meant to be somewhere else, now's the time to get off the plane, as they say. I'd just like to introduce our panel this morning, Effie Babb. She's from California. She's the Senior Legal Director of Exempt Organizations at Hillspire, LLC, where she leads the exempt organization function across a family office, working in a variety of areas impacting the family private foundations and philanthropic entities. And then we also have Maureen Whalen, a senior counsel at Simpson, Thatcher, and Bartlett, LLP, where she practices in the exempt organizations practice. She provides clients consisting of all types of tax-exempt organizations, as well as their governing boards and donors, comprehensive and specialized advice honed from years of practical experience. So would you welcome Maureen and Effie?
Good morning. Thank you for joining us for Private Philanthropy, Alternative or Complementary Structures. We're excited to speak with you this morning about the wide range of possibilities for structuring philanthropy and the opportunities for creatively achieving philanthropic and other objectives through multiple structures over time. So just to walk us quickly through our agenda, we're going to, after this introduction and our learning objectives, introduce and compare and contrast just four possible philanthropic structures. I'll flag now that these are not comprehensive. There are many other possible structures that we just don't have time to talk about today, but you should be aware of them. And we will take the opportunity to think about what might be the right opportunity philanthropically, programmatically for a structure, what might be the right opportunity depending on the source of funds, et cetera. And then we'll end with some sort of factual scenarios to sort of make our points a little bit more clear. So I think many of us have sort of a historical vision, maybe from the robber barons age of wealthy individuals giving alms during their lifetime and then maybe at death establishing through trust or otherwise a significant private foundation that has an endowment that is intended to exist in perpetuity and to carry on whatever that donor's vision for charity or for philanthropy. And I don't in any way want to diminish the legacy of those organizations. Many of you represent them, and they do really important work in philanthropy. But I think that approach is less consistent with what we see in modern philanthropy, where actors are using multiple tools to achieve philanthropic aims. They're in some cases acting earlier. There are many wealthy individuals and others who are motivated by things like the Giving Pledge. We see foundations with set sunsets. They are not intended to exist in perpetuity. There is a focus on spending in modern times. And just by way of introduction, I think it was important for both of us to include the or complementary as a signal in our panel title. And I think we want to emphasize that it's really the rare case where a philanthropic actor picks one structure and sticks with it forever. This is for many actors a journey, and a comprehensive philanthropic program will have multiple tools that will be funded at different times with different assets and that will be used to implement different types of programming at different times. And with careful planning and, you know, with some exceptions, it's possible to preserve flexibility to add and subtract structures and to modify for the future. So our objectives today from a learning standpoint are just to identify four possible structures for private philanthropy and their comparative advantages and disadvantages, understand how those structures may interact with each other and be deployed to achieve different philanthropic outcomes, and consider how to structure philanthropic support for specific example initiatives.